The Environmental Safety Board was created in 2022 by California Governor Gavin Newsom in order to create, quote, safer and healthier communities and to improve the transparency, accountability, and fiscal stability of the Department of Toxic Substances Control. Miguel Alatorre works as a community organizer and policy advocate for Green Action for Health and Environmental Justice. He says the board has been useless since it was created.
I feel that the Board of Environmental Safety is a process that the Department of Toxic Substance Control has created to help appease us as advocates and community members, but the thing is, it is not correct in the sense that it truly has no power over what the organization has done, and by organization I mean DTSC, and so I haven't seen any concrete changes that have been changed due to the implementation of the Board of Environmental Safety.
Alatorre lives in Kettleman City, near the largest toxic waste landfill in the West Coast. He says that numerous cases of heart malformations have been detected in babies, but that the department has never investigated the possibility that they are related to the toxic substances present in the landfill.
Even to this day, we can't say that the waste dump caused any of those birth defects, but we also can't say that it didn't, because we've never had a cumulative health study done, and there was also no biological testing of the mothers. And so Governor Schwarzenegger ordered an investigation into those birth defects, and when they did, they found in that study that the reason why people were born with birth defects is because the mothers inbred, or because they drank alcohol, or because they Mexicans don't use prenatal care, or all kinds of excuses that were so very, very insulting to our community.
According to him, having more members of his Latino community in the board and the department could help focusing more on the real sources of this problem instead of finding what he calls racist explanations to it. Margaret Gordon is the co-founder and co-director of the West Oakland Environmental Indicators Project. It is a community-based environmental justice organization. She says they need institutions in which there can be exchange with residents and organizations to better solve the issues pointed out by communities.
These cleanups have to be more exclusive and inclusive of what the community feels the methodology is to clean. And if we don't have that type of orientation, education, we always dependent on them. They have to have a better process to be more including of our ideas, of our scientists and our engineers.
Meredith Williams is the director of the California's Department of Toxic Substances Control. She says her department and the board have already evolved in response to community feedback and are continuing to grow to serve the community's interests.
We had already done a lot of changes for how we do our permitting. We're bringing the community into our decision-making process for our cleanup decisions and our permitting decisions earlier and earlier, understanding what the concerns are and looking for the opportunities that we can find to use our authority to protect them.
Williams also said environmental justice issues have never been taken as seriously as they are today, not only by the department, but also by the governor and all other state institutions dedicated to addressing those problems. Environmental justice advocates said they are waiting for concrete action to be taken to address issues that their communities are facing. Some of them are also calling for reform of the Environmental Safety Board or even a reform of the entire Department of Toxic Substances Control in order, among other things, to be more representative of the communities they serve. For KPFA in El Cerrito, I'm Gilles Martel.